Psalm 25, another Psalm of David. To you, O Jehovah, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Jehovah, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of Jehovah are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Jehovah, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears Jehovah? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of Jehovah is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me, and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Well, here we have, again, a psalm of David. It means a psalm by David, or in David's writings. And as we've seen in the context of 22, 23, 24, and now in 25, it's obvious this isn't about David. This is about Jesus and how the covenant is established on the earth and given to his people. Now, the psalm naturally breaks itself up into several different groups. And as we read through that, or as I read through that, hopefully you saw the change of tone or the change of voice as it is throughout here several ways. The first three verses, of course, is an opening to the prayer, where Jesus and the psalmist and us, and when we're in these types of conditions, starts out by claiming trust in the Lord, in God, and then following that with the rest of the praises. But to you I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed, and let my enemies triumph over me. But rather, you see in the end of verse 3, let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Now, this is a standard. It's a prayer we've all had time that we feel like we needed to pray it. And it's a good one to remember, a good little section. But not just for our own sake are we preserved by God, but as we see in the next couple, show me your ways, teach me your paths, Jehovah. Lead me your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Now, again, kids and everybody, frankly, here we see, show me your ways, teach me your stuff, because you are my God. Not show me how to follow you, so then you will be my God. This is gratitude for a salvation accomplished that we seek to follow our Father. Verse 6, as so many of the Psalms do and other prayers throughout the Bible, calls God to remembrance, looking back on some of the things he's done before. Remember your loving kindness, your tender mercies from before. He's always been there for his people, going all the way back to Noah's Ark, all the way back to the escape from Egypt. Moses is there on the mountain when he was going to destroy the nation and build another one out of Moses. See God's mercy there. Now, verse 7 is problematic at first blush when you look at the psalm of being about Jesus. And most people just gloss over this, but Jesus really did, when he was going before his crucifixion, carry the sins of his people. Also, if you look at the psalm, some people think of it as the psalm of Israel, the nation speaking, and we can see the nation had their problems earlier in their day as well, and more to come in David's time. But do not remember what we've done wrong, but according to your mercy, God, remember me. Now, children, that's an important phrase. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness sake, O Jehovah. When God looks upon you, you want him to look according to his mercy, not according to his justice in and of itself. And remember, for your goodness sake, Jehovah, for the goodness of Jesus, for the goodness of God and salvation, remember your mercy when you look at me. Now, why should we serve this God? It's not so that we will get something from him, but he is good and upright. He is truth. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. He guides the humble. He teaches the humble his way. You see, you get that parallelism that you find in Hebrew poetry quite often there, to emphasize that he will guide and teach the humble. To such as keep his covenants and his testimonies for his own name's sake. For his name's sake, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. My book has a reference there to Romans 5:20. But who is the man that fears Jehovah? Who is this guy again? It's the question that's asked so often, starting in Psalm 1, frankly. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. God will teach the man the way he chooses. The man shall dwell in prosperity. His descendants shall inherit the earth. Now this promise we've heard of starts with Abraham, and Jesus is said to have descendants, even though he died without issue, and that's in all of his people. The secret of Jehovah is with him who fear him. And I could do a sermon on Fontillian presuppositional apologetics based on that verse, but I'll let it go for now. And he will show them his covenant. See, God shows his covenant to his people. And then we finish the rest of the psalm again, turning back to the dire straits that these people find themselves, or the psalmist finds himself in. The people coming at him with no cause, with cruel hatred. The troubles of his heart have enlarged. He's praying for deliverance again from the Father. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, he says it again. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, from out of all their troubles. And we do pray for not our own redemption, but the redemption of the people of God in general. And we should remember to pray for the people of Israel frequently. So that's Psalm 25, and we'll sing for part C.